draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spell. It's time for another episode of The Games Game. What role will you play?
Gals and Guildies, welcome to episode 27 of The Gamesmen, recorded on Monday, February 15th. The Gamesmen are here to play roles. I am Lifelike, assuming the role of your host. This week with me, actually on location and not really live, but we're sitting down and having a bite to eat, is Excalibur.
What's going on, everybody? Excalibur back in the flesh. It's been about 2 months, but I'm back.
And if you paid attention to the site at all, you will see that we've got a couple of bearded suckers with us for episode 27.
A bearded sucker would not taste good at all.
No.
That might be gross, like bearded eyes.
So, Beer and Beards is here.
What up? It's wicked cold here. There's for real not this much snow in New England right now.
And Beards and Beer.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Back in the skeleton.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know, but I'm drinking beer.
Got more snow than Vancouver.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to get. I'm not sure what I'm going to get.
More Snickers.
More snow than my headlights.
Yeah. Okay. This is We Are Coming to You Live from the Snowpocalypse in southwestern Pennsylvania. Dude, it's crazy. It's like,
I lost my shoe in the snow.
What now, 30 inches, and we're supposed to get 4 to 8 more by tomorrow or something?
Snowmageddon.
I hope not.
Way too much snow.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad.
I was shoveling the snow and the doctor said I need a bacheotomy.
The horseman of the snowpocalypse is coming, but the seventh seal wasn't broken.
A good day for some Darksiders.
Yeah. Seven seals of beer.
Excalibur, everybody's been missing you, wondering where you've been at. They were happy that everybody's wanting you to come back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, people missing me?
Yeah.
I did.
Well, I was missing me. So, locked up in the house. I know my lady was not missing me at all.
No. Maybe it's going to do you some good to get out and go back to work.
I can't wait to go back to work. It sounds so weird saying it, but I stay home again, I'm going to be in jail. Somebody getting stabbed.
She means with a
but,
soft
yeah,
pretzel.
I had a little infection in my leg. Had to slice it open and had me out of commission there for a little while. So
that's nice.
That was exciting.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
I had that a while back. It's not fun. And it's not a joke like everybody thinks it is.
It's not as much fun sitting around at home when it hurts to sit around.
Yeah.
Home,
you know what I mean?
But now that it's better, I'm going to go make some money at work.
Yeah.
Get away from my lady. And
sorely needed money.
Play as much game as I can.
Yeah.
Sorely.
Sorely.
Beards and Beer, you were on vacation for a bit.
Oh, yes, I was. Nice. I escaped the snowpocalypse for about a week.
Yeah, but then you drove right back into the eye.
I drove into the depths of hell. It was not fun digging my way back into my house. Yeah. After
where'd
a 16-hour drive.
Where'd you go for vacation?
I went to Orlando, Florida, to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah,
World, thanks. Whatever it is.
Yeah, World.
World, yeah. Well,
whatever one is in Florida.
The one with beer.
Yeah, the one with ears.
You and your six friends get to spend a night with Snow White?
She loves that shit.
Yeah, she. I was bearded. The odd dwarf.
Odd dwarf.
It was a whole lot of fun, really. I spent some time with family and whatnot. Not my family, but my wife's family, which, since there's a chance you might listen to it, which was really good. Really a great time.
And now you're spending time with your side of the family, which is Mr. Mr. Beer and Beards, who made the trip down from New England.
Oh, yeah.
What part of New England?
That would be Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
From Connecticut.
Southern New England, which...
Bristol and Hove?
Bristol, home of ESPN. Nah, it's not even, like, this snowy in Connecticut. Like, the whole time, like, it was clear before I traveled here. I take the train from Connecticut all the way to Pittsburgh, and it's just downtown Pittsburgh's in a state of emergency.
Dude, it's bullshit.
And since I've been here, it's been nothing but snow, snow, snow. And then by the time I get back to Connecticut, I guess we're supposed to get a big storm, so... Mm-hmm. It's been like 2 weeks of nothing but snow in my life.
Vacation. Skiing, snowboarding or something. Sled riding.
I'm going to cross country ski that worked.
But there were actually people cross country skiing down in the middle of my street.
Get those Yukon Huskies to take you to work.
Yeah.
Mush.
Can't believe you didn't bring your Xbox with you.
Well, my nephew has one because I'm staying at my mom's. So I was like, I could just play that.
I was going to say, I haven't seen
But I didn't want to like.
Online.
Bring such equipment on a train.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Build a bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably like, what is that device? Yeah. You
know? Don't worry, it hasn't worked. It has, there's seven times it hasn't worked already. I had to send it back.
Did they have TVs in your room on the train?
No, actually, I mean, it's not like old school trains, you know, like cabins and stuff.
like Resident Evil Zero.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like being on an airplane, you know, just like
really?
Pairs Rebecca! Of chairs and an aisle, and you just. Sit oh, really? There for 13 fucking hours.
Wow. Yeah. Really? You don't get your own little cabin? You can, like, beat off?
No, no. Jeez. I guess that's what people do in the bathroom. That's why
you can't if you, so you can't if you pull your coat up.
Yeah.
That's 13, I can't imagine being sitting somewhere for 13 hours.
Well, I mean, like, not part of it is, like, the hour 45 layover in Philly. And then,
yeah.
So it's whatever.
Is
but
it cheap to ride in the plane? On a train?
Yeah, it was like, my round trip was like 168 or something like that.
Wow.
I mean, you just got to deal with being on the train, which I don't mind because it's fun.
Yeah.
But it's good just to be back in the Ohio Valley region.
Take the extra four days to ride the train to E3 to Los Angeles for $100.
That'd be sweet.
Oh, God. I'd do it.
With a train like that, I'd hope it'd have a cabin to sleep in.
No, I am.
Plenty of alcohol that wasn't like $5 for a beer.
No, yeah. I know. Mm. I just got back from my brother. I met my brother-in-law down at the convention center for the car show.
Yeah.
And $5.50 a beer for like a shot glass. You know?
Oh.
And it was
my God. Man, that was terrible.
Yeah, that is TRBL terrible.
Man, that's nuts. That's crazy cuckoo brains.
Paying $5.50 for a beer, now that's crazy.
Man, the only one to do that would be Shaquille O'Neal. That man is crazy.
That Super Bowl commercial was ridiculous.
Oh, the one with
Charles Barkley in the box.
They keep showing every day, man.
That was TRBL. That was literally that was awful.
That's terrible.
He's walking on the purple brick road.
Right now. He's walking like rap. He was walking like Grimace.
Who's that dude at the end? He's like right. Rapping with him.
I don't know.
Who are you, dude?
I don't know.
I am not here right now.
Oh, he was literally walking.
Me.
He was walking like Grimace. Charles Barkley was. He was.
You can imagine.
He was like, he said, "Oh, Caliendo." He said, "Bill Clinton. He could convince you that he's not even standing in front of you." He said, "I am not here. I'm invisible. I don't know what you're looking at, but it's not me." Oh, that was too much. But I had a good time down there. There's a lot of neat cars, and it's amazing how, I mean, I know this has nothing to do with gaming or anything, but the
unless you're into racing games.
Exactly.
So this
I did sit in a Gran Turismo.
Oh,
I actually did sit in one.
That's actually the name of a car?
Yeah, it was a BMW 550i Gran Turismo or something like that, yeah.
What was your favorite car?
They had the prototype Corvette Stingray down there, which was off the chain. Wow, it was amazing.
Gran Torino.
I never saw that yet.
It was neat, but it's like all the cars, all the prototype cars that were closed off from, you know, that didn't allow you to sit in them, were all smaller, like Honda Fits and things like that, like the new Ford Fiesta and things like that. Like,
they didn't let you in them?
No, they're the ones that are up on the platforms. Like, I don't know if they're more prototype-ish, but it seems like a little bit of the paradigm of the industry is shifting. Like, the economy's actually now it's bearing out where the economy was like last year. And when they started all these projects because of the pinch, now you're seeing the fruits of that, which is kind of weird. But it was neat. It was definitely neat. I had a good time. $10. I've spent $10 in worse places, you know. So
all right.
So let's get into this this featured music. It's actually pre-recorded by Simon D.I.
Diamond D.I.
Simon the Diamond.
Simon the Diamond. Yeah.
What you gonna do when Simon the Diamond D.I. plays a song for you?
He wanted to do the soundtrack from The World Ends With You for the Nintendo DS, and he was nice enough to record something for us, so have a listen.
What's up, gamesmen? This is Simon D.I. from BMITV.com. Remember last episode when I was talking to you guys about, you know, this awesome Nintendo DS game with cool J-pop and, you know, just really cool modern music? Well, that game was called The World Ends With You, and it's for the Nintendo DS. And Lifelike was nice enough to feature that music on this episode. So, here we go, man. Here goes this week's featured music. The wiki says that The World Ends With You, released in Japan as It's a Wonderful World, thank God they didn't keep that name, is an action role-playing game developed by Square Enix's Kingdom Hearts and Jupiter team. Set in the modern-day Shibuya shopping district of Tokyo, The World Ends With You features a distinctive art style inspired by Shibuya and its youth culture. It was released in Japan in July 2007 and in PAL regions and North America on April 22nd, 2008. So, man, almost a year later, but it was well worth the wait. In the game, Neku Sakuraba and his allies are forced to participate in a game that will determine their fate. The battle system uses many of the unique features of the Nintendo DS, including combat that takes place on both screens and attacks performed by certain motions on the touchscreen or by shouting into the microphone. The first interlude will be the main theme, the second will be the Fighting for Freedom, and the outro will be Shibuya. This is Simon D.I. of BMITV.com, and once again, check out this game, check out the soundtrack, you can easily find it online. It's a lot of great music, a few really stupid songs, but a lot of great music for the most part. And this coming from a guy that dislikes anime and dislikes, you know, J-pop and whatnot. So, episode 27, The Gamesman. Good to be back on, and I'll see you guys sometime soon. Catch you later.
All right, thanks, Simon. Let's see. We have one email.
I'm doing the sugar shot.
We got one email, and I'll tell you what. How about Beer and Beards? Why don't you read it?
One email from Zerum Wing titled, "Am I the only one?"
Yes, sir, you are.
The only one that plays PC games.
No, I played some PC games the other day. Not well. I tried to play with him, and I'll go into that in a bit.
I played
with him.
Can I decide on something?
Yes, I think we have.
We're about to order, so.
Yeah, good. What are you? I know what I'm getting, so I'll just tell you now. I'm gonna have cheese sticks,
yeah. Really.
And then I think I'm just gonna have a bacon cheeseburger, just plain, and what comes with it? Just fries or something? That's perfect. That's fine.
We're gonna split an order of potato skins.
Okay. I'll take the pot stickers and the Sesame Jack chicken strips. They are $4, right?
No, not right now.
Oh, they're not.
Not until 4.
Well, then negative on that. I'll just take the pot stickers.
Just the pot stickers?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Do you want another beer?
Yes, please.
We're out of sand.
Oh.
We got the last two.
I'm from New England. I won't drink nothing else.
Bologna.
I see light.
What other premiums do you have?
You got a magic hat, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll take a magic hat, yeah.
Magic hat.
Number 9?
Is that a high right. PA?
Go ahead, pick it, all right. Pick it up.
All right, so where did I do?
At the beginning.
So the email from Zermwing titled, "Am I the only one?" Question mark. This is a question. So recently, I played Brutal Legend and walked away a bit unimpressed.
Not the only one.
The gameplay wasn't at all what I was expecting and wasn't really that fun. And while it did make me smirk and laugh a few times, the humor was predictable and not as great as what many led me to believe. So when Psychonauts was on sale for $2 on Steam, I decided to give it a go, and as many say, it's Tim Schafer's best work. But I'm probably halfway through the game and still not seeing what all the hubbub is all about.
Who says hubbub?
I don't know.
Me.
The game is an above-average platformer with a bit of rare-itis where you have to collect an ungodly amount of items scattered about. And the humor, again, was predictable and just not the LOL fest that many said it was. Is it just me?
We replaced Magic Hat with our Heineken.
Down.
We have Blue Moon, we have Guinness.
Can I have a Newcastle?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hold on, replace Newcastle with Bud Light.
All right, where was I? Something about hubbub and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Is it just me? Am I the only one who doesn't think Tim Schafer is as great as what everyone says he is? I'm really trying to give his work a chance, but I'm only seeing above average to good, nothing exceptional. Love, to Z-Dub.
We had this discussion, him and I, for a bit, and
today's on day.
It was.
Who here has played it?
Did you play Brutal Legend?
I did.
Played far.
Huh?
Did you beat it?
Yeah, I beat it. Played it through. Tried to get something to chew. I mean, it was entertaining. I rented it because I wasn't gonna buy a game like that.
They dropped the ball with that RTS stuff.
RTS
should have made it to straight an action game.
I mean,
I think there was no need. You know how many people probably played that game and just as soon as they got to that said, what? And just never played further than that?
Yeah. I was close to that. I was close to that. Yeah.
I mean, I played it, I loved it, and being a metalhead, it was kind of like, a cool little thing, but I don't know. It was enjoyable, I felt, you know, for the $10 I spent to rent it.
Yeah.
You know, beat it within a few days, send it back.
I mean, there's definitely, it's not like there is a lack of quality work on Double Fine's part. Like, it's polished, it everything looks great, it's stylized, but yet it doesn't look cartoony.
You didn't think it looked cartoony?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let's just say that it wasn't cel-shaded or anything like that. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, there was just something about it where... Like the races, like the car didn't control was as good as I wanted it to. It was okay to drive around the world, but it wasn't great to be accurate trying to race somebody.
I felt like it had a little bit of Assassin's Creed-itis, where like it had a great world. Like the world was beautiful. I don't care what you said. Like the sky would change purple in the middle, and there would be like purple light, like lightning bolts and stuff.
Thank you so much.
But you know how they had all those racing, and they had all the sections where you would have to shoot people coming up to you, and all the different little. Five or six different things that they had for you to do got real repetitive.
Yeah.
It seems like they made a great world with a good story and a good character, but they tried to give you too much to do. And I think that's where the RTS came about, is they were like, how else can we give you something to do to make the game longer, stretch it out? And they added that, and I feel like, I thought the graphics were good, gameplay was good, it was funny. Now, as long as he's talking about where he goes to Psychonauts, Psychonauts was a platformer, platforming was normal, the world was okay, but where Psychonauts stood out is... You went into people's brain and played their world. Like the one world where you would play and it would be a cube and you played on each side of the cube because that was the guy's dream. And every world was completely different. And like you went into a world where it was black and white and there were like cops chasing you because the guy was afraid people were going to get him. And I don't know. I thought that was phenomenal. Now you play it 10 years later, 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, it's not as good. Well, what is that? 5 years later.
Yeah.
It's going to wear a little thin, but...
Generationally... How much
you've seen
loses.
That before, but if you played it 5 years ago, you've never seen worlds like that.
He actually bought me a copy on Steam for $2.
Tim Schafer is overrated,
which
is I'll
cool.
give you that.
You can take his Steam back.
Definitely overrated. I'm telling you. But I enjoyed both of those games.
But I mean, isn't it kind of typical of all of Tim Schafer's work? Like it's quality. It has all the things that should make it a fantastic game. Yet somewhere there's a fatal flaw.
Like it's in the fundamental design of it. They dropped the ball in the beginning and then continue with the game. I don't understand why.
Thank you.
But I kind of understand what he's saying. And no, you're not the only one. But I still enjoy the game.
I wonder how much of it depends on the fact that, you know how people always want to like a band that no one else likes, or it's kind of cultish and it's kind of cool to like it.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, maybe that's
because he's a cool, normal guy and he's chill and you want to like his game and he has good ideas. But
he's also eccentric at the same time, you know? I mean, he's also, it's a little bit of a weirdo.
Hey!
He's a fine, he's double fine.
Double fine.
You're one with Cosmos.
All right. Let's get to these shout-outs real quick. Excalibur, you go first.
I would like to give a shout-out to everybody. All the other podcasts, BMI, TQCast, Couch Mercenaries, O35s, which they changed their name to, what's the podcast changed to?
The Veteran Gamers.
Well,
the
O35's message boards are still there, but okay. Yeah, Veteran Gamers, Duke, and Daddy,
Overseas
and Jimmy.
Connection. Yeah. Everybody. I think everybody lately, I've been listening to their podcasts, and it seems like everybody really stepped their game up.
They're on point.
They've been doing a lot of real great work. I just like to give them all a shout-out. Also give a shout-out to everybody here, everybody on our podcast, Zerum Wing, Acid B, Rabbit, the Bearded
Brothers. Which
Rabbit's
back now. Rabbit got an internet solution at his new place.
I saw that.
He's actually using...
called Wi-Fi.
He's actually using the ones that you plug into the outlets, and it runs through the electricity current. It's tuned to a frequency.
Oh, really?
And he's getting 85 megs per second, I think, out of, you know, because typical 100, you know, for a for an Ethernet card.
Yeah.
So he's getting 85.
That's pretty good.
And it comes out and it has two splits, so now he can run one to the Xbox and one to the computer.
I wonder if that lags him online at all.
I don't know. We have yet to test it out. So, but for right now, he's connected.
Been out doing Modern Warfare 2 when I'm playing.
Nice.
I turned his ass in.
Well, that about does it. I'll just give a shout out to everybody. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to AP Stevens. He's been making these tracks for Trials HD. I swear to God, the man needs to get a job with Red Links, because he does a damn fine job with them. And the first couple were, you know, like, you piece them together and you figure you play somebody's track, there's just going to be chunks of it, you know, and gaps with it. But it flows so well. He must spend a decent amount of time.
He's pretty good at it, huh?
Yeah, and I enjoy him more than I do the tracks that they're passing out. So,
Thank you very much. Yeah, you know what?
And
he's going
to
be on
all these games I've been busting.
Yeah.
Because they're the shit.
He's going to be on our team for the Uncharted.
Those look good as hell.
You want one?
I made a mistake.
You want one?
Might have to trade you a pot sticker for a cheese.
You just have one.
I'll just have one.
Pot sticker.
He's going to be on our team for the Uncharted 2, the tournament.
You know what? I don't even be able to make that enough. This Friday night. I mean, unless I just get off right at 9. Oh. I mean, you guys, I can make it after work.
Yeah, it's going to be 9 Central, so I think that'll be 10.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a nap.
Get your old man
take
on.
A nap, yeah.
Beards
and beer. What do you got?
Well, I got my 2 Live Crew. I like to shout out
2 Live Crew.
Of course, Kranik and his whole family of gamers, Crossing Poppy and Lady Kranik. I don't know what she wants to be called. Scandalex, of course. my brother Paulius and Tadao.
Tadao!
With them boys up in the piece. And, usually the gamesmen, as always, for putting out a show for me to listen to at work so work doesn't suck as bad. And,
Now you're going to be pathetically listening to yourself like me when I have to
edit. Yeah, that's going to suck. But
that's pretty much it.
If I've got anyone in the neighborhood, shout out to all of you. Peace, love, and beer.
You sound like Excalibur now. Shout out to the globe.
You know.
Shout out natural white cheddar cheese puffs.
Oh, shit. Beards, what do you got?
First off, I do not want to shout out to TGI Fridays for their lack of good beer selection. They didn't have anything that I tried to order. But on the whole seriousness, shout out to the Gamesmen first and foremost. Shout out to my brother Beards and Beer. Not to be confused with myself, Beer and Beards. My brothers Paulius L and Tadao 04. Everyone that listens to this podcast, I'm shouting you out. If you never got a shout out, I'm shouting you out right now. Let me holler. I'm hollering at you.
Make you feel special.
Wait, like you're just
shout out to anyone with facial hair. Shout out to anyone who drinks beer.
I like to get drunk.
I want a shout out to Commander Shepard of the Normandy. Hit that. That's all I gotta say is just hit it and quit it. That's about it. Oh, I'd like to shout out to Sam Adams for the greatest beer in the world.
I'd like to take back his shout to Sam because that shit is bunk.
That shit is delicious.
Just to let all the listeners know, Yuri is drinking some girl drink, blackberry Long Island iced tea, and he put sugar in it.
Lots of sugar.
Put four packets. I'm trying to hate because your Sam sucks.
The lady waitress says she drinks them all the time.
I don't even fuck her often.
With only three sugars.
If I did, she'd be saying a lot more than about what I drink.
Oh, shit. She is cute, too, by the way. So shout out at the TGI Friday waitress. You're cute. Holler at me.
She came back and said, I'll let you freeze.
It's funny, because actually, it's like Sesame Street, because it's got a, like, three of these heads are kind of the same. One of these heads is doing its own thing.
Hey, man, according to you two, it might be him or me. I don't know. I might fit in more with them.
You're a little grubby from being off work.
Oh, and I shaved yesterday.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to shout out to Mother Nature.
The
stop snowing. I'd appreciate that very much. I'm sick of the snowmageddon.
Yeah, tell me about it. As far as me, I wanted to shout out, obviously, Zeremwing, because he got me. Not only did he get me a $2 copy of Psychonauts when it was on sale, but for $5 on Steam, he bought me Titan Quest and the Titan Quest expansion. And I want to play it. We played the one day. Played for, I don't know, 3-4 hours, you know. I went to play it again yesterday with him. And it ended up that it's only like 5 minutes. It'll run right for 5 minutes, and then for 2 minutes straight, I get frame rate slowdown. Then it stops and it corrects itself, and it happens every 5 minutes. Like, it completely ruins the game.
Which game is this?
Titan Quest.
Try playing that then.
Well, I like
There's
it.
Too much better stuff
it's,
to play.
It's so no much, it's Quest. So Diablo-ish. Like, yeah. I love it, you know? But,
I think I have that demo at the house.
For five,
yeah, I threw it away.
For $5,
they
bucks,
they
were
giving
great.
It away at the store, like, we couldn't give away Titan Quest when we ordered at GameStop.
Yeah, and it was bad. It wasn't really...
Like, hey, you buy Madden 06? Here's some Titan Quest.
Yeah.
How does that compare?
It's like, no. They're like, anybody buys anything worth less than $6, give them a free Titan Quest.
You bought a controller?
See, it's a shame, because critically, it was
built a house with all the Titan Quests I threw away. Like that Budweiser commercial.
Critically, it was received really well. Critically, it's just it had a little commercial hitch for some reason. It just didn't sell. It plays fine, and it seems to be pretty deep. The skill trees are deep and everything. And I'd love to play more of it, but it's just the fact that it doesn't work on the computer.
That'll stop it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like a Genji for the PS3. I couldn't get past the opening screen for like 10 tries. Like, I had to turn the game off and start it again. There was a game-altering glitch where you couldn't even start the game.
Damn.
I was like, how are you going to make a game I can't even play? I can't even start it.
I wonder how much of it is my problem, my Vista.
That's probably what it is. They knew you'd hate it.
We'll just make it.
I know, and it's funny.
No,
like,
you can't rate it.
I tried.
You didn't even play it. Couldn't play it.
It tells you to run it as an administrator, run Steam as an administrator, and then the game as an administrator.
Ready to start.
And both, it just doesn't even, it does nothing.
I've got 17.
It won't even launch the game.
Jeez.
So,
I can beat my lady. Home.
It is what it is.
Dante's in for
but,
kicking out.
You know, me, all the shows, you know, TQ, BMI, Couch Mercenaries, Overseas Connection, O35's boards, Veteran Gamers. I want to. Are you guys all right over there?
Yes, please. Let's see. What selection? What you end up getting?
Nuki Brown.
And
Nuki Brown.
And Thumbsticks. and, you know, all them guys. And plus, I want to say thank you to the planet scanning support group in Mass Effect 2.
I give long shout outs? That's all I'm saying.
I think I had the longest shout out.
Are you still giving your shout out? We had a conversation.
Come back. I'd like to give a shout out to the planet scanning. And
yeah. Well, I'm telling you.
Professor Normandy.
Party chat.
I mean, the shepherd, whatever.
Party chat really, really got me through a lot of the scanning that I found out that I didn't need to do. I mean, I talked to Wheat Dog for a while, and Kranich, and who else was it? Who else was it? There was somebody else.
Don't scan that. It'll give you an infection. You need to skip that one and go to
you
the
better
next.
Wear protection. Oh, you guys got
me all screwed up.
I think that was your Dr. Pepper no ice.
I'm waiting for that.
Taking
I'm,
it. Is it hitting you, that Dr. Pepper? You feeling it?
Might go
I was
light.
Feeling it before I got it.
You must be faded.
Go diet. Like, you might want some Pepsi Max. You know, they need to call that stuff Pepsi Men. There's nothing in it. It's got no calories, no carbs, and no caffeine.
And no taste.
Max, what?
Sounds like they need to call Pepsi ass. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's garbage.
I need some
terrible.
Pepsi Clear. Terrible. What is this, 1986?
Uh-oh. It's not even terrible. It's just herb.
It's herb.
I'll tell you what, can this get any worse?
I'm sure.
You know what? I talked
all
to...
All our ladies showed up at the same time. That would suck.
The other guy was McLovin, so I want to shout him out. I forgot.
McLovin.
There you go.
Thank you.
Newcastle Brown.
That's right, Nuki Brown.
So, in England.
I think that's going to do it for the first segment. I got a cheese stick in my mouth.
You shouldn't go for like, you want like a second round of shout outs? No, there's a couple I forgot.
Yeah.
Good. Well, the thing is, now that the show's every 2 weeks, it's like there's like double everything. It's hard to get to everything.
I'd like to give a shout out to all the Hack and Slashes, Darksiders, Bayonetta, and Dante's Inferno. Off the chain, can't wait for God of War 3.
I'd like to shout out to Tally Zora of Os Normandy for letting me hit it.
I'd like to shout out to none of them free.
Yeah, she got it.
I mean, the
she got an infection almost killed her.
Miranda tried to act like a computer. I tried to get some love. She's shut down. Like
she's I'm busy.
Does not compute.
Not for life, like Shepard.
You hit that?
Oh,
what?
How?
Norman? What?
Now, did you, Miranda? After her and Jack had an argument, and you went in there and broke it up.
Sided with her.
That's how.
Mm-hmm. Is that when?
Yep. It does work.
Wait, is that when she
Thank
when
you
go in?
I was working on that before that.
So was
Thank
I.
You very
but
much.
It never worked.
I think we're good.
Not right now.
You're good. Thank you.
You're getting blown up.
Blown it up.
See, I couldn't hit none of them. Now, and at the very end, right? You know how you got to take your crew with you. All right, there's gonna be some spoilers.
Yeah, let's just wait. Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up, do the interlude, and then we'll come back, talk about what we're playing.
I want to talk about it in the
interlude. So, first interlude from The World Ends With You, and we shall be right back to delve into a bit of the new format. So, we'll see you in a second.
We'll be back to delve.
Like that.
Do people in Snowville go there?
You don't know.
I don't know.
You're a food racist? What's to do with that?
I don't know.
Oh, I see how you are. Don't worry about it now. If you hate on it, you'll make fun of my food and ask all nicely.
I just thought it was hog balls.
Not a hog balls.
It is.
Pig's feet.
It's chicken nuts.
I like pig's feet.
Nuts.
Chicken.
I don't know what it is, really, dude. It's a dumpling with chicken and stuff inside of it.
What's some weird shit? Uh-huh. On a bed of lettuce.
Interlude Possibly. Done.
Mm-hmm.
I think that shit song would have been done by now.
Yeah.
You said a shit song. You said that song.
I thought you said that shit
song. I got potato skin on my mouth.
Potato skin.
I hate to see you have to eat some.
All right, we're back.
I got to shave.
I know.
Be right back.
Back from the interlude. And we're going to get to a little bit of the new format of what we're doing now. So what the new format's going to be is each person's going to briefly talk about what they're playing, and then they get an RPG question after that.
Oh, I'm not
then
ready.
Then we talk about
what we're doing. I'm not ready.
I was in Florida.
You are not ready. You may not even be ready for these. It's crazy. Crazy.
I ain't ready for these potato skins.
I am.
You're going to ask me about some producer. I'm like, I just play video games, you know.
I'm ready for a refill. I know that.
On your Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. Dr. Pepper to the face.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, usually I had like six by now. I know.
Yeah.
He's trying to pace himself.
All right. Beer and Beards. What are you playing?
Well, I haven't played in like a week because I've been here. And at work and stuff, so...
No excuses.
But last thing I was playing was Mass Effect 2. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but it's a little game that I've played before, the Mass Effect series. But Mass Effect 2 is a continuation of that little series.
Just a wee game.
Might as well get it out of the way now.
Yeah. Pretty much, I'm on the last mission. I just haven't finished it because of work, and then I came here. But... I think last thing I did was hit it with Tali Zora of Os Normandy. I was trying to hit it with Jack, but, you know, you had to pick between the two.
Really?
I mean, Commander Shepard should just be hitting it with everyone, just saying it. So next time for Mass Effect 3, yeah, just Captain Kirk style.
What are you saying, like, Starboard Cargo Orgy? Or
at least, like, I think you should be able to hit it with everyone in your ship, basically.
Should we do Seth Green?
I mean, you know, you're female. Unless this was Dragon Origins, which Mass Effect... It's nothing like you actually, you're heterosexual. And not like JSF Lifelike, who enjoys the company of male companions such as Zevran.
Zevran. Hey, that was funny. That was hilarious, and then I felt so
and
dirty
then,
after
yeah. Then you revert back to your last save, so it's not actually on your game.
No, he just reverted back and just kept doing it over and over and over again.
I was the guy that gets back in line for the track...
don't do this motion.
That's what I'm saying. Is that?
Gets back in line
reverse
for the physical in high school, you know? The guy that gets done and runs right back to the back of the line.
Cough. Okay.
But pretty much just Mass Effect 2 before that, it was Darksiders. You know, I just downloaded that. Remember, I got the good old games?
Mm-hmm.
I won it in that one podcast.
What'd you get?
I got Fallout 1. And yeah. I haven't played. I just downloaded because we got a new computer because I was way in. So my sister wanted to bitch about all the space I was taking up on the computer. So we got a new computer. I just down, but I haven't got a chance
you,
to play it yet. Besides that, I'm just been playing Madden 10. We've got an online franchise I've been doing for a while. And then I'm looking towards Dante's Inferno as my next game.
So,
yeah.
Let me ask a little bit. At least you guys have... Almost, at least you've almost finished it. You finished it.
Finished what?
Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Am I the only one? I feel like Zero Wing now. Why is? Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I'm waiting for that to happen. Why is? Why is it not an RPG this time?
What?
Mass Effect.
You love
I love
character,
it.
Don't you? And you are
loosely.
Him.
You're playing
I mean,
a role.
It's the
of
second story.
Commander Shepard.
Where's the stats?
They're in when you push start.
But yeah, but I mean, it's such a basic level up process.
I love it though. The last time it was so complicated. You got like.
I think there should be a happy medium.
But there's like 13 different things.
Can
like,
I have another Dr. Pepper, please. Sure. Okay, thank you very much.
Bring them too.
Maybe simplify fast. It. A lot.
They did simplify
it mainstream, but I think they
like the hacking and
simplified, they just removed it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like it's so much better. Like instead of like oh, my hacking is only at this percentage, and you keep getting blown up by text messages while we're trying to discuss something.
I gotta turn this off.
So what if the third one comes out,
and they want to
add more stat buffing? Now all of a sudden they change it again for the third time?
I don't think they're going to change it. I think it's good right now.
See, what I'm hoping is, I'm hoping that they kind of do a happy medium thing.
Made a little more action-y shooter. It is. It's a lot.
To me right now, the way I'll remember it is an action-adventure game with slight RPG elements. Well, that's the way I'll remember it.
But remember I told you my friend picked it up, and he was like, I love it. It's the best game. And then as soon as he got to the beginning, he called me and he's trying to sell it because he doesn't like role-playing games. He has to talk to people. So if you're going to say it's not a role-playing game, tell him that. He doesn't want to play it. And
well, that's sort of adventure-y, though.
It's much more adventure-y than the last one. It's much more Gears of War-y. They just took Gears of War and mixed it with Mass Effect.
Because it wasn't like turn-taking, like, I let you strike me, and then it's my turn to strike you down.
Yeah.
I love the combat system.
It is much better.
I love, like, how you don't have to have all these, like, different stats for, like, hacking and lock picking or whatever, you know, it's more combat influence, you know what I mean? But
you are alienating all the people in the beginning that liked all of that stuff.
Which is me.
Which is kinda.
Yeah. And I know
you're also gaining some people who were not into that aspect of.
They should have made it a little more, like, optional.
Well, here's what I was listening to Thumbsticks, and one thing that they were, a subject that they were talking about Mass Effect was, is that a result of BioWare doing that intentionally, or is that a result of Electronic Arts kind of forcing a little bit of their influence on BioWare as a publisher?
It's probably a little bit of they can't devote all those resources to making the game that pretty, making it that involving, and adding all those stat buffing and all that stuff. They're going to cut it down and make it simple. They spent a lot more time on presentation this time around.
Yeah.
And they made a lot more of the areas, like a lot more planets you can land on, and if you can't land on, you can interact with them and be more involved with the planets instead of just running around and just, oh, look at this planet.
Because you're scanning them.
And I haven't met a person yet who hasn't scanned the planets, but I suppose you can go through the game and never scan them. But you're not going to get a lot of the upgrades.
Yeah, you're not going to get your upgrades and everything.
No, you're not.
I was kind of mad that I scanned so much.
I spent hours scanning where I really didn't have to.
I had 500,000 iridium or something like that. Like, it was ridiculous.
And I never got to spend. High.
Why can't I take some of that? The one thing that I would like to see was take some of that, some of those materials and sell them to get some cash, because there's not enough cash to buy all the upgrades. And to me, when I go to the end of the game, I don't go to the end of the game until I'm godly. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even go there because I just want to go in and whack, done. Game beat. You know what I mean? That's the way I like to do it. But, you know, that's just me. I don't know. I loved it. I thought it was a great game. It's development, amazing development, great polish.
It's clearly the second in a series.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're running around doing stuff, trying to get ready for the third one.
Yeah.
And about halfway through, you feel as though you're just getting ready for the third. It's almost like, oh, I know what's going on now.
Yeah.
And I can tell where this is going. And I kind of wish it wasn't just getting ready for the third one.
Yeah.
But I understand. But I mean, I put 65 hours in that game still.
I think I finished it with 50.
Yeah, so
around 50.
And I scanned a lot.
Normal people are doing 26, 30.
I don't think that's
not completionistic.
That's a straight story.
That's people playing
maybe
as an action game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not getting all the different characters.
You don't have to collect everybody, do you? I don't think.
You don't have to. No. I mean,
you don't have to do all their loyalties either. Imagine if you don't do any of the loyalties.
But
the game's
think about how much you're missing out. All those missions.
But I mean, if you want to go through again, like on Insanity, you can go straight through, not do any loyalty missions, and beat it in probably 15, 20 hours. Maybe less than that. Because if I do it on Insanity, I'm not going through scanning all the planets again.
I won't play it again.
I don't think I'm ever going to scan another planet.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Well, I wanted to scan everything, but then I got to the point where, you know, all I wanted to do was find.
Please excuse the music in the background for JSS life likes ambiance.
Yeah. It is not our choice of music.
I just think
choose Michelle Branch.
This is Christina Aguilera.
Same thing.
See, what's messed up is I thought he really knew it, and then you really, really knew it. And so it's like, excuse you for really knowing what the ambiance was.
Yeah. TRBL.
Excuse me for being all into music. You outed yourself.
Excuse excuse me for being terrible.
You did. You guys are about to cuckoo bird.
No, I'm just a little disturbed that the ball mic that we're speaking into says blue on it.
Blue ball. It's a blue snowball.
But, I got blue balls. It's not wrinkling, it's not bearded.
I have to, I gotta say that it's a great game. I just almost feel like I was sold like a false bill of goods when I bought it. I bought it under the impression that it was going to be an RPG, and I forgot to bring it for you. That's the one thing I forgot. I was going to give it to you, and I forgot.
Well, he brought me Assassin, so I can get back into that for a little bit.
It's funny because, like, we had talked earlier, and Mass Effect 2 kind of... Remember we were talking about the old Halo reach around? Like, I mean, Mass Effect 2 kind of does fondle the balls of your RPG love. You know what I mean? But it just kind of leaves you hanging after that. If that makes any sense.
Perfect.
Yeah. So what else did you say you were playing?
I don't even know. Something about fondling balls and leave you hanging.
You might have to leave for a
while. There's a gold ball mic. I don't know what this podcast is really about, but... It's sure not video games, I can tell you that.
I forgot where we were going with the whole class.
Yeah. I know.
But anyway, go ahead. What'd you say, just Madden 10?
Yeah, I've just been playing Madden 10 just for filler.
What you're playing?
Franchise.
Yeah, just...
We're going to be real quick what you're playing. Let's play it real quick. Come
yeah,
it
is yeah I know. Like, I'm done. I'm looking forward to getting into Dante's Inferno. That's all.
Cool. So, here it is. Random encounter, number one.
Oh, we're doing it like that.
Yeah. Random encounter, number one.
This is going to be the shittiest encounter of all time.
For Beer and Beards is called Deep-er Problems.
Go deep.
This one comes from Kamasutra.com. And developer Deep Silver Vienna has shut down, and its 20 employees will need to find new jobs at the end of March.
Feel bad,
says parent company Koch Media. The studio's two co-founders, formerly of Rockstar Vienna, had already left, according to the Austrian media reports. Nikki Labor apparently departed in December 2009, while Hans Seifert, left his role only recently and will become a creative director at Square Enix. You, sir, are Koch Media. Why the rash decision to close the development house?
Probably because they suck.
not in so many words.
I don't know. Maybe because they just don't see their developers and they're really coming out with anything decent. I mean, I really don't know anything about Deep Silver Vienna. You put me on the spot, so thank you. But I've never heard of them, so they're probably not in any game I've played.
Deep Silver was Risen, Stalker,
didn't they?
Stalker series, Risen.
Never played them.
Cursed Mountain.
Never played them, so obviously they're not making good games that I want to play. This sounds like that Hans Schreiber dude, he got a better job at Square Enix, even though I really don't care for what Square Enix puts out. But, I mean, it is a huge company, so good for him that he went to some place that's way better.
That's like a dream job.
Yeah, like... Why wouldn't you? Koch Media, and then you go to Square Enix, so that guy's probably living fat.
Well, see, here's
right
the
now.
Thing, because it's kind of ambiguous, because when you look, it says that just Deep Silver Vienna, so apparently there are other Deep Silver locations.
Oh, yeah, around the world.
So I guess Deep Silver still exists, because they have...
I don't know about that.
What do they have coming? They have Secret Files Tunguska coming for the Wii,
You're making stuff up.
Which is like it's a point-and-click adventure, but it's supposed to be like adult geared toward adults.
What, like then, Monkey Island or something?
Kind of. I mean, in that vein, but it looks like it's more mature
than
that.
Monkey Island.
The name of the Vienna is just her sausage division. You know? I had to say
that's
it.
Terrible. That was terrible.
I am not here right now. You cannot see me.
This is why it's my only time on.
It's just weird because it's like I said, it's so ambiguous about the about why they closed it. I never read anything after that.
But I mean, did they say anything about like, well, you know, sales are down, so they can't really afford?
And that's
such.
The thing. Normally, you would hear that, and there would be some sort of press release.
Well, maybe they're just keeping it really under wraps. Like they don't really like maybe for Deep Silver as an entire company,
because they still do have projects that Deep Silver's publishing. That's still that's
maybe
on the
it's
horizon.
Just like, well, you know, you just got to make cuts in the company. If you're really not making the type of money that you need to be making.
So, like, dive on the bomb.
Yeah, so basically it's like, well, we'll just shut down.
Yeah, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Nope. Not good. For right now. Thank you. Thank
might
you.
In a minute. Come back in a couple. I do need a box. Thank you.
But basically, I mean, like, if they're not doing well, they got to make cuts somewhere, obviously. You can't let your company go under if you're really still trying to make games and stuff. And maybe they'd have seen their Vienna branch just not needed.
Well, I wonder
needed.
If the creative direction left, they figured, you know, maybe with those two, those are your bread and butter of that operation. If they're leaving, we might as well just close the doors.
And right. So it's like, and plus those are the co-founders. So yeah. If the people who started the company are gone, then and they don't see anyone else to really follow in their footsteps, yeah. Then
the other thing that was kind of funny was a couple of days later on Gamasutra, there was a press release that it was either, I can't remember if it was Deep Silver, if it was Koch Media or somebody that joined the ESA, the Electronic Software Association. So... fondling the microphone.
Trying to undo it.
Cough.
Yeah. So it's weird. Like I don't know why you would close a house then automatically like 2 days later join
kinda
the
like
ESA.
Pandemic. Like pandemic, Saboteur comes out, close the doors. Like the game just let it sell for give it a couple weeks, a month. But I guess I paying all those people for a month is probably a lot of money too. So they figure they can just cut them now, and if it does sell well and gets big, then bring them back later.
Well, Deep Silver does have that Secret Files game that I was talking about for the Wii, and then there's also a next-gen project that they have coming out within the next couple of months, and I can't remember what that is.
I don't know.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just about, maybe they're afraid that neither of them are going to sell, because Deep Silver stuff never really makes the numbers that I think they, obviously, that they wanted to. But they're solid games, and they're actually rather well-developed. I mean, let's just say that they do a lot of things that AAA houses should probably look at, you know, like that sort of thing. But that sounds to me like a level up.
That was really not a level up. Yeah, that was a really shitty answer on my part. But thanks for the level up. I'll
no
take
problem.
It.
Deep Silver comes out with DJ Star for the DS.
Oh,
there you go.
That's so exciting.
Secret Files 2 for the DS.
Ooh, well, I can't wait to get that.
It's coming for the Wii,
let's
too.
Let's play Ballerina for the Wii.
You know what?
Nice. For the DS.
It's obvious
and
why. You know what?
Let's
it's
play
obvious
Flight Attendant.
Now. It's very obvious.
Let's play Flight Attendant.
Aren't those the games that make you the money, though?
No.
Let's play Flight Attendant.
For the Wii. I mean,
think
like,
about
like
who
the
who's your hardcore
games.
Gamers. You know, really, is it really people who are buying? Let's be a ballerina.
But
no.
I mean,
hardcore gamers aren't the ones selling
let's think
Wii,
about
though.
It. Let's think about it on that platform, though.
DS.
Yeah.
Who's buying DS? Little kids. Well, really, they're
the majority. The majority.
Yeah. But I mean, like,
it's almost like the vein that I'm thinking about it in is how a lot of development houses actually they actually develop movie license games. In order to get the money to work on AAA,
they do it just
AAA
to get the money
things.
Up to
exactly.
build what they want to build.
Exactly.
Yeah, well.
But who really wants to buy what they really want to build?
Hey, if you want to be a flight attendant, you're going to buy it.
You know,
so.
With this Deep Silver and Pandemic and that other, who was that? The other spun out of business that made those sucky games, Bionic Commando.
Oh, Grin.
Yeah, all three of those that went into business, I don't think we're going to notice or really care. Thank you. I don't think it's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
We're not going to miss what they made because there's plenty of stuff coming out.
It's a
it's
shame.
Fantastic. So
I think it's still a shame.
I hope they just get. I hope the good people get sucked up into other companies that actually make good games.
And I'm sure they will.
Probably.
I hope they land on their feet.
Suck as Nikki and Hans.
Beards and beer. Yeah, they landed on their feet, huh?
Well, Hans did.
Yeah.
I don't know about Nikki.
What are you playing?
Well, before I went on vacation, I was playing a little Assassin's Creed 2 and enjoying it. Not quite finished with it yet, but got a good roll on. I got all the tombs,
mm-hmm.
which was nice to get that Altair.
Those were kind of my favorite parts.
I never wore that. The costume you unlock?
Yeah. Well, I put it on right away. And I like how you can mess with the costumes and whatnot, you know.
Don't back up. The Uplay thing's neat. The Uplay thing's neat. I wish.
Yeah.
I think that's a good model for a lot of companies to look at.
Yeah, I'm kind of saving up all my U points for Mass Effect 2. I want to see if I can get a Dr. Pepper suit.
I did get all my Dr. Pepper stuff.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I went and bought 3 bottles right there, opened them all up and like sealed them back up, just so I could get the code, type it in.
And you're drinking without ice.
Yeah, that's right. That's about it.
Yeah, it's pretty much. I mean, when I got back, I had a lot of stuff to do with the snow and everything, so I got like a couple quick rounds of Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer in. And, you know, got angry at some people lagging and then just kind of shut it off.
Typical.
And went to bed.
Typical. I will say that, just briefly, since you're talking about AC2, is I downloaded and played the Battle of Forli, the first DLC for Assassin's Creed 2. And I was kind of impressed. I liked it. You can tell that it's not to the high level, the standard of the game itself, the actual one itself. But for $4?
Dialogue was really good.
Yeah, dialogue was good.
What was that lady's name? She was fantastic.
Katarina Sforza.
Does it really answer any questions to the story?
Not for me, it didn't.
No, it kind of derails it, and it gets you to a point where you're like, how do you get back to what you know that you've already played?
Yeah, because I'm kind of waiting for the next one to explain to me what I just did in this one.
Yeah.
Sort of. But it was cool to go visit.
It was about 90 minutes, I want to say, for about an hour and a half for $4, which really isn't all that bad, I don't think. But
be better if it was free.
Well, this is true, but for $4 you get infinite times to come back and use the flying machine.
See, that's what I need, because I done missed that achievement.
So if you did miss that, $4 and you can get it back anytime you want.
I went to do
that's
it
the
once,
only missable
crashed,
achievement in the
got
game.
Angry and just flew.
Yeah.
So that's the only one you can miss, so that's nice that they give you that chance to make it back, even though you got to pay for it.
Yeah. It may be worth it, just so I can...
Part of me wonders if they knew that, you know, if they knew that. They said, we could give you some infinite chances on the flying machine. And
if you're not aware of what's going to happen, you know, because the first one, you can go back whenever you want it.
Yeah.
See, I missed it the first time, so I just crashed it on purpose and just did it again until I kicked the dude off the
roof. That's what I did.
Now, you missed it and said, maybe I can do it again later.
I figured, like, the first one, I can go back and just hit it up. But
dude, that's what sucks. You can't just go back to the sections and do them again.
Yeah. I was kind of hurt. My heart was heavy. I found out I couldn't just go back and do that again. I thought I'd done missed my chance to 1,000 up kinda, again.
See, but when it happens, you weren't expecting it, sort of. And now it happens. You've been waiting so long for it. Might be a little disappointing.
I think they thought that it would break the pacing if they did that. Like, if you were playing through the game and you got this, let's say, Sequence 6 and you wanted to go back and play 2. But the thing is, you should gear the game to the way it's going to be played straight through and not worry about that. Give you the option.
That's something that they didn't. They changed 2 things in that game. That being one of them, and the other one where you see the glitches in the background, you hit X to see the alternate.
Yeah.
They changed both of those, and I don't see why. I thought both of them were fantastic in the first one. I liked them, and I don't think anybody complained about those.
No.
It was just something they...
No,
it was kind of design decision. I don't understand why.
I thought it was a nice little thing to think about on the side, you know, when...
Yeah.
Like, okay, I just X'd this guy out. Now, I gotta wait for these glitches. I'm gonna get them up. You know, kind of keep you involved during the cinematics.
Exactly.
You know, keep you paying attention.
Because now it's the same thing everybody lays on that. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. I don't know, whatever he says.
But the assassination in the 2 assassinations in the DLC, I thought were better than what was through the regular game.
They were
a lot better.
They were more like
the first Assassin's Creed, which was awesome. I like that a lot. That's the one thing that I will say. The rest of the game, you can kind of see as you're playing, like the gameplay is not, the mechanics of what they want you to do in these missions is not as robust as what is actually in the box product, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
And I hate to have to pay for something that probably should have been there, but they ran out of time. You can tell that these weren't as polished as they should have been. If it's something, if you want to play the Lost Files or something like that, then you'll pay the money. So, simple as that.
I still think that Uncle Mario should have had a red hat.
Was that good or what?
That was funny.
That was great.
I liked that.
That was funny.
Yeah, it's a me.
It's a me, Mario.
All right. Time for you. Random encounter number two.
Let me ready my spell book. For
knock your arrows. Not if you're playing Mass Effect.
Uh-huh. For Beards and
knock
Beer.
Up your girl.
Is entitled Casually Speaking. This comes from joystick.com.
That's my crime, by the way.
We get it.
Casually.
Who wants to play an X station or a play box when tending to virtual crops and vanquishing zombie hordes is so much more appealing? At least, that seems to be the case for some Europeans, as the BBC reports players have shown their support for the casual by plunking down hundreds of millions of euros in the last year. In Great Britain alone, 13.3 million gamers enjoyed casual titles through various game portals, with 2.4 million of those users actually dipping into their piggy banks to pay while they play.
Wow.
Another, just a refill. Okay, thank you. So, the averages out to a profit of, or this averages out to a profit of £117 per person per year.
Ooh.
Okay. Casual gamers alone in Great Britain spent a total of £280 million. Which is amazing. It's a lot of money.
Yes.
So you are a major publisher, not yet involved with Facebook-style gaming. Do these numbers cause you to scurry to bring a similar product to market?
Facebook-style gaming. Does that mean Yeovil?
Yep. That's why you got this question.
Nice. Well, if I'm this publisher, not yet involved in this style of gaming, these numbers are insane.
Yeah.
They're absolutely insane. And they make my wallet all hot.
Yeah.
You know, it's just unbelievable to think of what people actually pay and how much they pay for this stuff.
Yeah.
And Americans are no less.
Well, just imagine.
We're just the same.
This is an island we're talking about. This is an island that we're talking about. This is...
Well, that's probably why they don't got nothing else to do.
It's insane. I'm just saying, this is like a, well, I mean, relatively small area of the world. This is not, this is not a huge country, which, I mean, the United States is kind of sort of, it's kind of North America now, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, you think about, like, the Western market, can you imagine 280 million pounds cost-adjusted.
That's a heavy person, by the way.
cost-adjusted and multiplied out to what's being spent here.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely bring a similar product, but try to innovate it. You know, everyone's looking for the next good thing, and that's exactly what this, you know, Facebook-style gaming is. It's a simple game that you can play while you're just putzing around on the computer. And if you see a market that's just flooded with this, you're going to see the potential for games, but you got to bring it one step farther in order to gain the interest. Because if you bring out the same exact thing as someone else, like you call it Broville or some crap like that.
And that's happened.
And you know, out Broville, people are going to be like, well, I don't care, I already have you over.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is...
You can pop your collar.
And as a business standpoint, you want to bring it one step farther. So maybe instead of the same gameplay as the Yeovil, maybe you add like side missions, maybe an arcade.
Where
you can pop your collar up. But like maybe you can go into an arcade and maybe even purchase for a couple pounds or whatever, you know.
Or brush the dirt off your shoulders.
you can play like some old
beer
school
pong.
Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Some Centipede.
Yeah. Beer pong.
Some people might be like, oh man, that's kind of cool.
I think that's kind of what Microsoft's trying to do with the arcade. What is that? The Microsoft Home?
The Microsoft like, whack juice.
Yeah.
You're going to need a bucket to catch all that juice. It's just dripping with wax.
It's bad.
They want to sell 1,000 games for it. But I'm like, that means that I can't own them all because I can't have a room with 1,000 arcade cabinets.
By the way,
so that's the point. Why would you sell something you can't sell all of?
This weekend, speaking of like being able to play every game that's ever been made for all these old systems, in an undisclosed location, I played a hacked Xbox which contained every game from every country ever made from like every system from the beginning of video games.
Wow.
Would have like, had, like a 5 terabyte hard drive.
No, it was all on a DVD.
Are you kidding me?
So they were just ROMs, tiny ROMs?
Yeah, like you put in the DVD, go through the directory, like USA, Sega Genesis, and scroll down. Like,
thank you.
Like I was totally playing.
Not right now.
When, yeah, whenever you get time.
I was totally playing WWF Royal Rumble on an Xbox.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's.
You know what I mean?
So do you think, is that something, do you then try to look, do you try to do something on your own, or do you try to look for outside licensing? What do you do?
And you see where the money is. If the money, you obviously can see the market in this, and it's
thank you very much.
And it's a thriving market. So you want to do one step further. So you gotta look. Am I gonna have the money to go outside or build my own?
Test the market first.
Right. Maybe put out like demos, even like little demos for test this game. Be part of our survey, little things here and there. See what happens, and if you have a game that's really gonna hit the market,
do
and you have
betas and stuff.
Yeah, and you have
spit it out.
Enough information. And you have enough information to build a positive review on what your idea is. Then build your own.
So definitely, because market study first.
Right. Exactly. And, if you can build your own, then do it, because there's no more money in
to be had
paying someone else. But there's more money in doing it yourself, because you cut out the middleman doing it.
Yep. Sounds to me like a level up.
Yeah, I'm reading on it.
Well, if you would have gave me an easy one, I would
have. I don't have to think hard about that.
You're giving me some unknown company in Vienna, Austria.
Vienna sausages. All right.
You're the second to last one. What are you playing?
Sweet.
I like some of this mudslide.
What are you playing? Mudslide.
I'm playing ice cream.
Playing trash panning.
Yeah.
And ice cream too.
I don't like that game.
We all scream.
Yes. Let's see. Since I had my
minor
scrape
scream
with death, I was playing Assassin's Creed 2 DLC. I beat that. It was okay. I didn't enjoy going back to Assassin's Creed World as much as I thought I would.
Took a while to relearn it.
And not really.
For me, it took a second.
I just didn't enjoy it as much. Like, when I go back and play Uncharted again, I think it's fantastic. I go back and play Assassin's Creed, it's okay.
Too much in between.
I guess. There's just a lot of good stuff out right now. So, when I was hurt up at home, I was playing Mass Effect 2. I just wanted to beat that so I could get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Which I did. Thought it was a really good game. Took out a lot of the RPG elements. Made it a little too simplified, but still a very good game. And and then I got Dante's Inferno in my Gamefly, which is fantastic. It's not as much like God of War as you think it is.
That's what I'm hearing. The demo wasn't really indicative of
Darksiders is more like God of War than Dante's is. But I think it's, and now I'm playing Bioshock 2. Pretty much just going through Bioshock 2 and Dante's. Almost through with Dante's. It's a phenomenal game. You could use 5 to 10 more enemy types and 5 to 10 more combat moves early on. There's enough combat moves, but you don't unlock them till late. And early on, you're just doing the same thing over and over
again. Stagmates.
But once you get it deep, I mean, the puzzles are some of the best puzzles I've ever seen in a game. I mean, they're really original. None of them are alike. You never do the same thing twice. Just playing both of those, and Bioshock's multiplayer, I actually had a good time with it. It's fun. It controls well. I won't be playing it next year.
I'm surprised.
But I will be playing it probably for a couple weeks, maybe for a month or two. So, it's a fun game. That's what I'm playing right now. No, not even a throwaway at all. Not at all. Bioshock 2, in some ways, is better than its predecessor. They give you way more weapons, and it's more fun to play. It's not as atmospheric, and it's not as spooky, but it's definitely a fun game. Keeps you there's no lull in the game. There's no slow points in Bioshock 2. It's always action all the time. You always know where you're going.
Does it do anything?
It gives you a little arrow over your head, so you always know which direction you have to go. So if you want to go back and backtrack, you can collect all that and then go on your way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Anything to further the original game, or does it?
Gameplay, story elements, they're giving you audio files left and right.
Yeah,
almost to a detriment in the beginning, because there's too many of them to keep track of the story.
Yeah.
Especially if you play in a room with other people, because you're like not really trying to listen to it as much. But when you get a little further and you realize who the people are that are talking and what's going on, the story's really well paced. The gameplay is well. I like the big sisters they introduced.
Yeah.
I think there's almost more structure in this one, and that's a good thing. It's an open world still, but they let you know where you're going, how to do it, and what you need to do.
Yeah.
And they keep all your stats and everything collected in your menu. The way you research now, instead of researching with a camera, clicking every time and dying while you're trying to do it, you research with a video camera. So before you fight, you pull the video camera, and then you can just videotape the whole scene, and you don't have to worry about trying to pull your camera out and dying while you're doing it. So I really enjoy the games I'm playing. I think the hack and slashes this year with Bayonetta, Darksiders, and Dante's Inferno, God of War on the way. This year is going to be better than
it's
last year's,
up.
And it's probably going to be better than 2008.
It's definitely shaping up.
Heavy Rain demo I also played. Whew, if you're into that type of game at all, go get it. It's going to be great.
That was fantastic.
Oh my God, the storytelling there is just unparalleled.
You got to go find some of the games.
I'm sorry.
I came back. We were still talking about games.
I was off for 3 weeks, man.
To me,
there was more in there. I didn't even mention my
the Heavy Rain demo. Was Heavy Rain reminds me of the natural progression of the full motion video games that we used to play, like Myst and things like that. It reminds me a lot of that, of the way that is. But the control was so foreign to me. I didn't even realize, like, it didn't even feel like I was holding the PlayStation controller in my hand when I was playing. I was like, oh, like, what do I do?
See, that's because I played Indigo Prophecy, and to me, there was exact same
or Fahrenheit
game,
for you people in the UK.
Same game, better graphics, and different controller.
Yeah.
I played it on the 360, or on the Xbox.
It looks fantastic.
Best looking game I've probably seen in a long time. Best characters ever.
It's so intuitive the way they do things. Like, if you're, like, you're Scott, what's the, Scott Shannon, or what's the PI's name? Do you remember Scott Stevens or something like that?
No idea.
Sidney Crosby, I don't know.
I don't pay attention to stuff like that.
To pull out his wallet, you take your right stick, and you slam it to the right, and then do a quarter circle down, and it makes you.
You do like a Fight Night round four type of movement with it, really. And then
it's almost like a QuickTime event game, but you still, in order to walk, you hold a button for him to walk forward, and you just kind of steer where he goes, or to make him.
It's
walk.
An interactive movie, more or less.
It is, and it's. After playing that demo, I had a weird incident when you go up to the hooker's room, when you go to the prostitute's room, and you try to talk to her. You're supposed to be talking to her. She's supposed to be against the nightstand. She was blipping all over the room. Like the camera would be trained on her, and she wouldn't be there. Like she wasn't there. She'd be standing over in the nightstand. Then she'd flip back into the camera, and then she'd be back again. It was the weirdest thing. I don't know. And I didn't play it again to see if it happened again. Yeah, it was. I think it was still buggy. But,
the spoiler.
Anyway.
Hold on one second.
It's a day one purchase for me now.
Oh, guaranteed. Well, it would be if I wasn't looking for a new crib. But.
Okay.
What if you weren't off for like 3 weeks?
You know what I mean? Or if I wasn't off for 3 weeks. But one more game I wanted to throw in there that I'm playing on Xbox Arcade called Chime. It's a cross between Lumines and Tetris. And there's a screen with a line that goes through like passes, like Lumines, but you build it like Tetris. And all your job is to just fill up the screen, one big Tetris. And the game is $5, but up to at least $3 to the full price goes to charity. I'm not exactly positive which charity it goes towards, but as soon as you play the game, you actually get a 50-point achievement just for turning it on because you're helping out.
It's a Haiti thing or something?
I think it's a Haiti thing, but it's really cool. Fun game. Just want to throw that in there. You guys, it's helping out a charity, and it's only $5.
Cool. Is that it?
That's all you've been playing? That's all I'm playing, man. I mean, that's not all, but it's all I'm going to talk about.
That's all?
That's all I'm giving you for now.
The snow's coming down.
We're going to be here all day.
We're about to get snowed in pizza on Friday.
And that would suck.
I ain't snowed anywhere.
Four-wheel drive.
I'll walk home.
Time for random encounter for you. Encounter number three is entitled Hardcore Waggle.
Nice.
And it comes from Kotaku.com. Recent surveys point to an Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network port of Wii Misfire Dead Space Extraction. One survey's description of the Xbox and PlayStation 3 port of Dead Space Extraction indicates that any planned port of the game would feature the same on-rails, quote, guided first-person experience that Steve talked about. That's all he talked up about Extraction. That gameplay pitched as an interactive horror experience in full HD on the next-gen consoles. A tentative price of $15 was mentioned in the survey forwarded to Kotaku. Dead Space Extraction HD was listed with possible incentives for Dead Space 2 that could be unlocked to those who pre-purchased the game. You are a gaming analyst.
My favorite one.
Will this indeed happen, and will it use typical control configurations or Natal and Arc?
Can that be Practic?
Hmm?
Can that be Michael Practic?
You can be Michael Practic.
All right.
Super analyst.
Practor.
Yeah. Chiropractor.
Camera Chiropractor. Nice. I can have the ending. Special ending. Happy ending.
Like my good tacos.
No,
Beans and hot sauce.
I'm actually really excited about Dead Space 2 coming to the Xbox 360. That's what I would buy it on. Probably not the PS3 because I played it on the
Extraction.
360. Extraction coming to the 360 or Xbox Arcade. As an analyst, I think that it'll probably do really well because the game sold over 1 million copies on the console when it came out. Dead Space 1 did. And I'm sure a lot of people would have bought Dead Space Extraction had it been on the regular console and they didn't put it on the Wii. Why they made that move in the first place baffles me. Trying to corner a market that really didn't need cornered. But
too late to corner it.
I think it actually would be a really good move for the company. I think if they put it on Xbox Arcade, there's a couple ways. MPSN. There's a couple ways it could work out. It could work out as an Unreal shooter, like a Killer 7 or something that was on the PS2. Or it could end up sort of where you just kind of go through the game and like almost like Heavy Rain, where you just hold a button
quick
down
time events.
And it carries you through and you just shoot as you go.
I wonder if they'll watch Heavy Rain.
I'm sure they will. What's the one other way? And it says, I'm sure it's a perfect game that if they wanted to bring out Natal for Xbox Live and use it, that would be a perfect flagship game to do it.
You could hold your hand with a pistol.
It's a mature game. So Dead Space Extraction was mature, right?
Yeah.
So
it was M.
I mean, that might be their one mature Natal game to bring out with Xbox Arcade. I'm not sure. But I do see it happening. I think it's a great idea. I'm almost positive that it'll come out on Xbox Arcade, PSN. I think it will sell well if it comes out. I think it's a great idea to give incentives to unlock maybe something in Dead Space 2, maybe a gun, maybe another outfit or one of those engineering outfits like they did in the first one, or maybe even some characters, because you know they're going to try and throw a multiplayer in Dead Space 2. So I hope they don't. I haven't heard that. I just said that. I think it'll sell well. I'm sure there's a couple different ways it could work out. I don't think the way the game is an on-rail shooter will hinder it anyway coming to the consoles, PSN or Xbox
Maybe
Arcade.
Maybe a dual controls game.
I'm sure there's multiple other ways they can do it, and I'm sure they could even, they'll probably give you different options to control it. I would be baffled if it would come out and there would only be one way to control it.
Yeah.
If not, on rails, they'll give you two different ways to control it, I would think.
Sounds to me like a level up. just real quick to wrap it up.
Need a little piece of Afro on top there.
Just to wrap it up real quick, I played the stuff that I talked about already. Finished God of War 1 on the God of War Collection yesterday.
Back in the day.
Forgot how great it was. Yeah. Forgot how good the camera work was. Forgot how the sense of accomplishment where not just that Adriatic type of Mediterranean music, but when you actually accomplish something, it would play that in concert with a choir, and it would make you feel like you did something epic, and you finally achieved. It was just so good, and it was so, it was actually possibly ahead of its time, kind of, you know? Like, I'm really anxious to see what they do with 3, even though they're on their third producer now, which is what, I can't even remember. Thank you.
Can you try anything else for your food?
I think we're
ready. Ready for a check. Yeah, check.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
I thought you were gonna pay for me
after
Valentine's Day and everything.
It's good to see David Jaffe's.
Because I ain't got my beard on.
David Jaffe's influence on the game. Awesome. Can't wait to start 2. Like I said, Forley, Battle Forley, Mass Effect, and Heavy Rain. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and do some gamesman checks, and then we're going to get out of here because I think the snow is slowly creeping up the doorway.
Gamesman check as I get my food check.
There you go.
Creeping on the back street.
Creeping on the come up.
Listen, we'll be right back. right, we are back, and it is time to involve the community with your hashtag the Gamesman Checks. What we do on Twitter is ask you to tell us what you're playing and mark it with hashtag Checks. Or the Gamesman Check, no S. So we're going to get to
Well, there's
them.
Multiple Gamesman Check.
There are. Yeah.
So it's Gamesman Checks.
Is that like hippopotami?
Yeah.
All right, so you got the first one.
All right, this first one is from Frustrated Fury. He is playing, or actually I don't know the gender of, but I assume
Drew,
that they're male.
Yeah, Drew, he's playing.
Only men are frustrated.
So he's playing Dante's Inferno, Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, Persona 3, Torchlight, and Street Fighter 4.
Cool.
He's also playing the Gamesman Check.
I'm interested in Tatsunoko vs. Capcom. I've heard good things about it.
I'm not.
I'm just done with fighting games like that.
I kind of am too, but if it's a
until
versus,
Virtual Fighter comes out
if it's
again,
in a, it's a versus Capcom series. Those have always been good. You
or
know?
DOA. There's only two I play.
Yeah,
the ones everybody hates.
The next one is from Zerum Wing. He's been playing a lot of Titan's Quest, Grid, Defense Grid, which is the defensive version.
The defensive version.
Mirror's Edge, a very cool game. TF2, Killing Floor, and Psychonauts.
That's I gotta some get, good gaming. I gotta gaming. Get to Psychonauts. I haven't had a
I'll
chance.
Take the cheapest one.
Cheapest one. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just split the appetizer between you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I gotta play some Psychonauts. I was thinking about making that maybe the first game for the retro game group if we do like one a month or something like that. So play over Skype, you know.
Let me know how the ending is. I never beat it.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
No achievements. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah. All right.
That would be my turn.
Yeah, that's you.
Yoda the Third. What up, Yoda? Hashtag the Gamesman Check. Been playing lots of Mass Effect 2, Soldier, all the way. Hold on, let me do that again. We'll go Yoda the Third. Hashtag the Gamesman Check.
Remix.
Been playing a lot of Mass Effect 2, Soldier, all the way, Renegade, and kicking some ass.
It's kind of, I'll tell you, like, I dug playing what did I play? Sentinel instead of Soldier. I like Sentinel a lot better.
I don't think I would have. I wish I'd have played Soldier. I played Sentinel also. Not as happy as you.
I liked it.
Middle of the roadish.
But it doesn't seem like the
that armor didn't do it for me. I wanted a cool power. I want to be invisible, not have some stupid shiny armor.
The classes I don't think are as different as they should be. I don't know.
I didn't see the
difference, kind of, except you get a couple more tech powers.
You can be invisible. That's a big difference. I want to be invisible.
Back to me. This next Gamesman Check is from S_D_I, which is Simon the Diamond D.I. He's playing Dante's Inferno, Bioshock Deuce, Dragon Age Origins. Hopefully you didn't take Life Legs Route in the in the relationship there. And Mass Effect Part 1 Old School as a Renegade chick.
There's been a big resurgence in interest in Mass Effect 1. I mean, it really made people go
sequel
back.
Sequel will do that to you.
Yeah, which is kind of neat. And there's I miss parts of Mass Effect 1.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, last time I played it was, like, what, 2 years ago? Yeah. And it's like, well, I don't remember all the story because I keep getting encounters like, hey, do you remember me and stuff in the game?
I have the fortune to just play. I just played through.
Yeah.
And it was nice to play them almost in complete succession.
Right.
And it was nice. Like, I remembered everybody. And
I don't know.
It's kind of like watching the box set of a show.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, the
you don't
DVD
have to wait till the next week.
You forget a lot less. But
okay, this one is from bit of a tongue twister. Marcanix. There we go. I apologize.
Marcanix.
Just finished Assassin's Creed 2 and have started Dante's Inferno and Bioshock 2. He's
on the right track.
Dual playing there.
Yep.
Help you have two controllers.
Two controllers. All right. Wheat Dog 75.
Wheat.
Says hashtag the gamesman check playing a lot. Playing a ton. Of
not
Dragon
just
Age.
A lot, a ton.
Not just. 2,000 pounds at
that's
least.
A big, that's at a least big 2, difference. 000,
that's
playing
capitalized.
2,000 pounds of Dragon Age and NBA 2K10. I had the reverse cowboy moment.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I really know the details on that.
Yeah. Lifelike and Wheat Dog.
I was on
you guys should get together.
I was in his party kind of guiding him, telling him how to do it. Yeah.
You helping people do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's making sure he's not the
like
only
the
one.
Like the Pied Piper.
Come on, man. Zephyr,
he doesn't want to be the only one.
Yeah, everybody.
Fate is a cruel whore.
He thinks that's funny, dude. Try play Fable and have an orgy with like 10 people. Oh. That'd be funny. When they're all men, it's funny.
Next one is Terra for Gary. Working on Assassin's Creed 2 in Dragon Age, but keep going back to Uncharted 2.
Kind of hard not to do.
Which I don't know not about because I'm not a PS3 user.
Because you wouldn't be going back to nothing else.
Yeah.
But that's all I hear about from PS3 users is Uncharted 2.
I've had a chance to sample some when Lifelike brought his PS3 over to my abode. And amazing. It was amazing.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. That's how it
works. It's Annie Uptime.
It is Annie Uptime.
What the? Annie, man, you got a Costanza wallet, yeah. Dude.
It is. It's all receipts, dude. I don't carry any cash.
You got back
problems? I didn't get my allowance yet.
Do you sit lopsided?
Yeah.
You got to put a bunch of napkins in
the
other
pocket.
Receipt
from 1976 in there.
Here. Never won that PS3, did we?
I ain't never won that either.
All right. What do we got?
Big Smooth.
My man, Big Smooth 8. He's playing Mass Effect 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Reshelled.
He loves
not on the half shell, but reshelled.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
Gothic Mike and Bioshock 2, but not sure if he likes it yet. No RPGs. Sorry, Steve.
He's RPG challenged.
Play some Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Hey, he is playing some Turtles. Gotta give him that love there.
In time. Right. Whose turn is it?
Yours was...
It's my turn.
Chinny
1985. Hashtag the gamesman chick. Been playing Dark Void. Game is so bad. Also playing God of War 1. Starting to show its age, but still a great game. I think when he said so bad, he meant not good.
No, just guessing. I think he said
maybe
something
he means,
about it being rubbish.
All right, that would be not good.
Rubbish.
That sounds about right.
It's
next.
God of War 1, the cutscenes that were like captured in game looked like crap.
Yes,
the stuff that was pre-rendered still holds up pretty well. It's like upscaled like DVD quality.
But the chains that look like they're just painted on his arm.
Yeah. Well, the textures are up-res. They look great. I think it's really, really good.
That Dark Void was terrible, man. You were there when I sampled that. I thought I was watching The Rocketeer. You know what I mean? That was bad.
You were watching a turd. That's what you watched. That was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was. It was TRBL.
That game was nuts.
Disturb.
We got a bunch of Danok, so I'll let you take
it. All right. Danok.
Danok it out of the park.
He's taking it to the ballpark with all three of these chais. Danok TQ. Passed ME2 with Paragon. No dead comrades. 37 hours of playtime. Second run through with Female Renegade. Also, played Bayonetta for 30 minutes and went back to Mass Effect 2. Very similar to Devil May Cry. We'll pick up Bioshock 2 soon. And finally, downloaded and now watching 24 Season 1, currently on Episode 6. I never saw the first four seasons. Nice. Well, get on that, because there's
four whole seasons you gotta watch.
Four whole seasons.
The next one we have is from Gothic Mike. Not just regular Mike, he's
Gothic. He's not regular Mike.
He's been playing ME2 and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with Big Smooth 8. Oh, they are playing together. Also playing Metroid 1 and 2 for the Wii, or I like to call it the Wii-ness.
Oh,
he's been playing this Wii-ness.
Hard.
Careful.
Gothic Mike, are you
Mike Chief, you go blind.
Are you listening to The Cure and Bauhaus right now?
Ad Rocky says, playing in talking. Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 2, and
Mass Effect 2.
How many copies of that game did he get?
They did a, they talked about it on the Thumbstick show, and then they did a separate spoiler show.
You're going to tell me how, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah, I got to download it.
Beards and Beer, you're up.
On your own.
Might as well.
I shall do my own. I've been playing Assassin's Creed 2 last, have not finished, but looking forward to a good rest of the game. That's right, man, I am too. That's weird.
A.P. Stevens, the greatest author in gaming history right now.
I concur.
A.P. Stevens is playing some Mass Effect 2, but who isn't nowadays, really?
That's right.
Been rolling with Grunt and Miranda. Interesting. Wishing my squad had two Krogans. That be chaos.
I love the Krogan.
I don't really roll with it. I kind of keep it old school with, like... Well, like, I like rolling with, like, Garrus, or if I'm doing, like, serverless missions, I'll have, like, Miranda and Jacob.
But normally, I
roll with Zaid and Jack.
I've never used him.
I don't like him.
I like him.
He talks smack.
Do you use Zaid because you have a beard?
No, I use Zaid because it's, like, because I've been rolling as a renegade. That's, like, my thing, so I feel like I want to roll with other badasses, because if you're trying to be renegade and you got some goody two shoes on the team, they're like, I don't think you should do that. Yeah, like, well, cool. Too bad.
I was watching when I had Jack, she'd levitate.
Yeah.
Fly, bitch.
Yeah. I love their dialogue as they're fighting.
It was the. All right.
Mo Juice.
Yep.
Mo Juice, hashtag the gamesman check. God of War, almost done with number one. Looking to be on God of War 2 by this weekend. What an amazing game. Yes, realizing, if that's the first time he plays it, he's realizing what a lot of us have already known. And if he's playing it again, then he's just playing it again because it's such a fantastic game.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't fault him on that one.
Matt?
Iron Hander, the hashtag, the gamesmith check. I've been playing D-Stop Tower Defense, the defensive version. Since I got no money, I hear that I'm broke as a $2 bill myself, man.
$2 bill.
Which is a new phrase I'm coining.
That's me, TM. Yeah. So,
I got one more from myself. Hashtag the gamesman check. About to finish Dante's Inferno and just getting deep in some Bioshock 2. Both
balls
are fantastic.
Deep.
Check them out.
Balls deep in
mine.
All right, so... Mr. Beard and Beards.
Yes.
Where will you be on the web for the week to come?
You'll usually find me on twitter.com, and my name there is Beer and Beards, not to be confused with the guy next to me. Also, I use Facebook because I'm a young college student myself. And that's about it. Just Facebook and Twitter.
Xbox Live?
Of course. Xbox
Gamer
Live.
Tag.
Stevius. That's Stevius 86. I'm only on Xbox. I don't have gay SN. You know what I mean?
We'll see if we can get you a copy of Uncharted. We'll put it on 17 DVDs.
Or maybe I could get my own, like... You know, sloth, PSN.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Be careful on your way home.
Yeah. I need a sloth PSN.
Well,
PSN sloth.
Could try to fix his old. It only stays fixed for 2 days.
You're fixing it 3 times a week.
Where will you be on the web for the week to come, Mr. Beards and Beer?
Well, I'm going to throw out the 360. I'll be on Xbox Live as Matthias 13, that's M-A-T-H-I-U-S 1-3. For anyone who wants to look me up, hit me up, drop me a friend request. I'll friend you up, I don't care. It's all good.
Whoa.
Let's not get crazy. I'll be on Twitter as Beards and Beer, not to be confused as the first guy.
It is kind of confusing, especially on a live show when you've been drinking for a while and you can't remember who's who.
And your family members and...
drinking that Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
to the face.
Dr.
Now,
Pepper.
Also be on Facebook until they start charging you a monthly fee. When they do that, I'll be off that stuff.
Done.
I'll be off that like crack, boy. But you can find me on Facebook as well, also as Matthias13.
Cool. Excalibur.
I will be on my Xbox Excalibur 713.
Spell it.
X space C A L Y B R space 713.
There you go.
So hit me up. My my list is full, but I'll bust something with you if you want to send me a message. I'm also on Twitter. I've been checking more often. X C A L Y B R 713. No spaces. And PlayStation. You're never gonna see me on there, so don't even worry about it. And then that's about it. Twitter and Xbox.
Yeah.
Peace out.
And if you send anyone a request, please let them know that you heard them on the show. That way we're not confused.
That no random dudes are like, hey, I want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'll teach you how to game for real.
There you go. I am JSSLIFELIKE pretty much everywhere. Xbox Live, PlayStation Network. I am 0641382796674 on the Wii.
Ballin'!
Pretty much everywhere. Skype, Xfire, Steam, you know, all the good places. I'm the same everywhere. Also, iTunes reviews, if we can, we'll take them if you want to give them.
No, we will take them. Give them, break your arm, give us, we need some reviews.
I know.
Come on, I'm telling you. All you got to do is hit a button, click, click, 5 stars, anything less
Done.
Is just not acceptable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, we're going to wrap it up. You can email the show at thegamesmenrpg@gmail.com. And I think that's going to do it. One thing, real quick, is... What do you... something that you are sick and tired of that you want to send to Rainbow Road. Which, as the song goes, Rainbow Road is where you go when you die. I want to send this snow to Rainbow Road.
Yes, the snowmageddon outside, and I love my Xbox, but the fact that sometimes I gotta like eject and close it back just to load a game is really pissing me off.
Put it on the hard drive.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you want to send to Rainbow Road?
Rainbow Road.
Something you're annoyed with, you want to send to Rainbow Road?
I want to send PS3 to Rainbow Road. Because they do have some exclusives that I want to play. It pisses me off.
I'm going to send Cupid to Rainbow Road. Him and his bunk-ass holiday.
Yeah.
Eat that. And I'll see you later.
Zerum said on Twitter the other day, yesterday, that it's Happy Singles Awareness Day.
Yeah, I saw that. Straight up.
All right, so that's
going to
do it.
Happy go to the bar and catch a disease.
Episode 27 of The Gamesmen. Episode 27 is being sent to Rainbow Road along with everything else. So on behalf of Excalibur, on behalf of Beards and Beer, on behalf of Beer and Beards,
hello.
I am Lifelike, we are the Gamesmen, and until next time, we ask,
what role will you play? Top,
Pro.